Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
The dudes behind the foods. Yo, it's the dudes behind the foods. The dudes behind the foods. Yeah, it's the dudes behind the foods.
That's actually really fucking good.
Red leather, yellow leather. Red, yellow, yellow, yellow.
That one's really hard.
Unique, fuck, what the fuck? Unique New York. Unique New York.
Unique New York. Unique New York. Unique New York.
Wow, you suck. The Human Torch was denied a bank loan. The Human Torch was denied a bank loan. That's from Anchorman.
I'm just calling that the start of the podcast.
Yeah, do it. She's got a style and it seems to me. That was from Step Brothers.
I know. It's like, it's on the piece of the back to sing. I forgot the line, though. That's why I didn't say it. I was like, hey, you sing something in the back.
I was going to say.
And I can sing high like this. Yes. That's what it was.
Yes, yes. I was going to say, maybe it's because I haven't been drinking the past couple weeks, but I popped open this tequila, and I took a whiff, and it was like, oh. It was so nice.
You're an alcoholic for
it was
sure.
So good.
Oh, I should have brought the other tequila.
Oh, David just landed an amazing bottle flip. And I can sing high like this.
I hate to break your heart, but the camera wasn't on it. But even if it was, all the food would block it from every angle.
Oh,
so there's
doesn't
only
matter.
The evidence of our eyeballs witnessing it.
Yep.
It's okay. I saw it, and that's all that matters.
And I didn't even plan to do it. It just happened.
It was so sick.
Wow.
This is like, it's all down here from here, dog.
Dude, my favorite video so far that I've been watching for the past week is this kid who was a little bit R-word. And he did a bottle flip in the middle of lunch. And somebody's recording from a distance. And he goes, it's the best. Fucking highlight of his life.
Well, hi, David. So,
good morning and good morrow.
Buenos dias, David. Tengo muy, muy hambre. Y nosotros.
Papaya.
No. Nosotros. How do we say we have to have? Yo quiero is to want. Have is.
Okay, watch this. Dude. Chat GPT. How do I say?
I was going to say we have some elote.
I have a large penis. in my pocket in Spanish.
You didn't need ChatGPT for that. You could have just went to Google Translate.
ChatGPT is way faster. I'm here to provide helpful and respectful information. If you have any inappropriate questions, ChatGPT.
Google Translate.
You are such a lame.
ChatGPT, you are a nerd?
Nerd.
Okay. I have a giant penis in my pocket.
Also, why does ChatGPT discern what I need to say or not? That's not disrespectful. I'm asking you to translate something. What if I need to say that to somebody?
Ah, that's right. Tengo un pene gigante en mi bolsillo.
Yeah. Why couldn't ChatGPT translate that? You don't know what the situation is going to be like. I could have used it in a sentence. It's just a translation.
You could have been in a hostage situation in Tijuana, mm-hmm. and the dude was like,
Chino feo. Gordo.
Chino feo, gordo. If you can tell me how to say you have a huge penis in your pocket, I will release your wife.
Don't worry. I have ChatGPT. Oh, God.
And ChatGPT is like, inappropriate.
Yeah, I don't think so. Why is ChatGPT gay suddenly, dude?
So, tengo. Okay. Tenemos elotes por...
If you were in the hostage situation, you would be dead. You would be fucking dead immediately.
Anyways, motherfucking Kev on stage yesterday posted a reel where he's in Mexico eating an elote and it looks so fucking bomb. So I said it to David, I think, and I was like, yo, this shit looks amazing right now. And I was like, are you down tomorrow to get some elotes? And he was like, hell yeah, it's been a minute. And I was like, hell yeah, sounds good.
What flavor is the drinks?
Oh, the aguas frescas. Okay, we got some. This I think is a passion fruit, the orange one, and I think the green one is
cucumber lime.
Is a limon y pepino situation. And I brought some tequila just to mix it up a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
It's okay.
Ya tú sabes. Let's get it.
Ya tú sabes.
Before we started recording, Robin Couch was talking about babies and puking, and her sister had a baby, and this and this and that. So I was reminded of, have you seen this video where the cat gets his first whiff of the newborn baby?
No.
Dog. This family brings a cat, brings a newborn baby home. And so the cat walks up. The cat's all curious, creeps up like a little kitty cat on his kitty cat paws, right? And he fucking sniffs the baby. And they're like, oh, he's sniffing the baby. And then the cat kind of walks away. And then the people, the parents are recording. They're like, what'd you think, Jinkies, or whatever the cat's name is? Follow him into the room. The cat walks into another room. Oh. Pukes all over the floor.
That is so bad.
Yeah, it's pretty gross, huh?
Yeah, babies are gross, huh?
Yeah. Well, no, that new baby smell is great.
Yeah, no.
What is the new baby smell?
It smells like life.
That's what we were talking about when I was meeting my niece, and I was like she doesn't smell bad, but I don't get like a whiff that's just like, ooh, yeah, that's new baby smell.
That's because you were born without a heart.
Okay, thank you.
New baby smell is like, it's like baby powder or baby oil, but it's like their natural top of their head.
It just smells like youth.
It's
hard. Like the equivalent of an adult being like powder fresh, yeah. But it's just how a baby naturally is.
Yes.
Yeah, I think so. It's like, I don't know, man. It's hard to explain. It's like, it's just a smell that's very specific to little babies.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but it just smells like life.
I just want to clarify. My niece does not stink. I just couldn't smell new baby smell.
No, when you grow a heart, Robin, instead of that ass, mm-hmm. you will understand.
Trying to get to Oz to get one.
Come on. It all just went to the ass, man.
Yep.
Oh, wow. Hold on. Just a good idea. A bunch of IG models go to Oz to ask for a ass and... hold on, Oz.
Hey guys, you will never see this sketch,
IG
by the way.
Models, but I have gold in these ideas and concepts.
You will never see these ideas.
But the concepts are fine. You know, the list is great.
You know what's so funny? You know that video that I did that you told me that went viral? It was the spirit lead me. I'm making fun of the like.
Oh yes,
you right. That was an idea I wrote on my phone 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, this will be a funny little. Bigger sketch,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then I was like, it's probably better as a short. And then I was bored at home because I was in Sacramento for 8 days. And mm-hmm. I was like, this looks so grainy. Who the fuck cares? Put it up. And then you told me it went viral.
This fool David did a little quick TikTok reel situation where he's like, oh, you know, women with God first, keep God.
Yeah, something like
with
that.
With God in their bio. This is how they like start their morning. Whatever the fuck it was.
Yeah.
And then he comes on screen and he's in his little booty shorts and his titties are all out and he's sipping his coffee. And it's like, it's funny, right? And Rick, he sent something to me. He's like, David has a challenge now. And I was like, what? Or like a trend. I was like, what? And it's women using his audio and where they're like, they're in the camera. And it's like, you know, women that start their, that have God first in their bio be like, and then they put their ass in the camera. So this fool has a whole ass booty ass challenge.
So fucking random. Because I stopped a while, I think about, I would say like it's 4 or 5 months ago, I stopped putting up likes and all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. So, because it just, you just post and you just move on.
Yeah.
And I just kind of do it like that now. So I don't know what does well anymore unless somebody tells me. Because mm-hmm. I just don't want those numbers to like fuck with my head anymore.
Yeah, I feel it.
It just kind of stresses you out. You know what I'm saying? So now I'm just like, whatever, just post it and we'll see what happens. And when you told me that, I was like, holy shit, this fucking video did really well.
Yeah, dog. It was pretty cool. I definitely have concepts in my, first of all, the tequila with the cucumber, limon, pepino situation, really
he
good.
Is an alcoholic because if you saw the portion of fucking tequila to the drink that he put in, it was crazy, dude. Hey,
so check this out.
Holy shit.
Check this out. I poured my drink and in my head, I'm like, that might be a little strong. That might be a little heavy handed with that one, right? But I took a sip and it's delicious.
So. Yeah, alcoholic. I had a normal amount of alcohol in my drink.
It's a one Mississippi.
Okay, you're going to have a two Mississippi with this one,
I
too.
Go, one M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I.
In the United States of America.
That was one thing that I loved about the whole TikTok shit is that, you know, I feel like as creative, funny people, we have a lot of ideas that, and concepts that are good as a joke, as one joke. But we were so used to like doing full ass sketches on YouTube that it's like, what do I do with this? How do I draw this out, right? Because there was definitely shit where I'm like, this is so funny, but I can't make a whole sketch out of this. Mm-hmm. And now with TikTok, I was able to just, this is a one and done banger. You know what I'm saying?
You just leave it alone. Yeah. You were so funny. Like there was just a comment that somebody wrote. I'm always looking at comments so I can think about like content to write about stuff, mm-hmm. right? Because it's like, if it's irritating, then it's like, maybe I can make something funny out of this. Somebody wrote this thing where I did this other video where I made a joke on the Trash Tuesday podcast where it was basically, I was just talking about this with Mariel where she does this thing that annoys me where every time I ask her if she fucking needs something, she always says no until I come back and then she goes, by the way, I need this. Mm. And she's been doing that lately. It's been like irritating the fuck out of me. So she and I were laughing about it and I talked about it on the podcast. So I decided to make a small little video about it because there was a video that popped up that related to it. Mm. And somebody was like, you stole that bit from somebody else. I was like, that's literally the most common thing ever.
Yeah.
Like, how is that? I feel like every guy has talked about that.
Dude, the internet has ruined people's brains.
Yeah. Really, dude? Yeah. I was like, a husband getting annoyed about his wife asking him for something is stolen material? Like, are you fucking kidding me?
Here's also what I realized, dog. And this goes back to me saying that we have to stop getting mad at people for being dumb and just realize that we're better than them.
Okay.
Because this is how you stop yourself from getting mad, all right? Because sometimes I would see people, majority of people online in the comments make very basic jokes, right?
Yeah.
And I had to realize, I have a creative brain. Not everybody might have a creative brain. This is why I've excelled and I've been able to build a career off of just, look, we're just fucking talking.
Yeah.
But we say a lot of shit or make a lot of jokes that a lot of people might not think of immediately, right? So I was, dog, now this is basic as hell. Reese Witherspoon recently had a little viral video because she was using snow from outside to make like a little like, basically like a little shave ice drink with some mm-hmm. hot chocolate or whatever the fuck she made, right? But of course, all the comments are like, ew, she's eating snow. Snow can be so dirty, blah, blah, blah. My only comment was, I was like, well, did she mix it with her dot, dot, dot? And I was like, never mind, mm-hmm. right? Obviously, with her spoon. Easy joke. Mm-hmm. Easy fucking joke to come up with.
Yeah.
I left that comment, had like maybe like 500 likes. Someone's like, you stole that from another joke. I'm like, another comment. I'm like, it's not a hard joke. This isn't like fucking, this is not a super complex shit, dog. It's a really basic ass dad joke.
And like, here's the thing, the audacity. Every content everybody posts now is stolen, right? And so when somebody says,
even if not on purpose.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like, I understand when there's a trend and people do the same thing over and over, right? Yeah, yeah. But it's like, that's so basic.
It's super
like,
basic.
The video was so basic. It's like, it's like stand-ups have done that joke for years. Yeah. That's why you post it on a video, because it's not stand-up worthy. Like the most basic, generic joke, but it's funny about how I perform it. Yeah, and I'm talking about my wife, so it kind of, you know, works. So
it's real for you. It's not even, you're not even doing a bit.
It's just real. It's just, there's no bit to it. It's like, I would never perform that as stand-up because it's so overdone.
Right.
But then on video, it translates well. And then somebody wrote, you do steal jokes because you keep using that Key and Peele line. I'm like, yeah, because it's a Key and Peele line.
You're quoting.
I'm quoting. It's, everybody knows it's a Key and Peele joke.
Pop culture shit at this point.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. One of the top best sketch comedy shows, aside from Dave Chappelle's. Of course, I'm using it knowing people know where the joke comes from. Like, the fuck are you talking about?
And that's where I had to realize, man, that's what you got to remember. Me thinking, yeah, Reese mixed it with her spoon. Super basic, right? But to this motherfucker, he was like, yo.
Yeah.
Witherspoon, with her spoon. He copied this.
Yeah, it's like,
he couldn't come up with that by himself. So you got to realize.
What a loser.
No, no, no. They're not losers. We are winners.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
And
that
is how you keep, like, your sanity in this world of stupid fucking people.
The funny thing was, like, Mario was like, out of all the mean stuff that said to you, why did that one get to you? I was like, and I thought about it. I was like, that one got to me because it was, like, so dumb.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, it's just so, it's, I couldn't wrap my head around it.
Yeah.
I'm like, how is that the thing that you think is stolen?
Yeah.
Like, when it's so mundane, and I couldn't wrap my head. I was like, oh, dog, and it's what you're saying. You're just that whack.
You're just that. And that's you gotta realize. That's majority of people, dog. Majority of people, especially on the internet, are just dumb or whack, or just not on our level. And once you realize that you are special for a reason, we are, you know, next level, elevated, evolutioned, evolved brains. This is why we deserve all the money we get, and they don't.
Cut to somebody editing this of all the stupid shit we said on this podcast.
I just like that before he got to the correct word evolved, said evolutioned.
I was like, wait, what's the word? Wait, what? Speaking of being stupid, first of all, let's bite this elote because I'm so hungry.
I have to eat this on the thing because it's so greasy on the bottom.
Y'all know me, I don't eat cheese, but I will make an excuse for some delicious, stinky cotija cheese on my elote.
I also want to comment on the copying thing, because we're in such a heightened era of pretty much everybody copying everybody's content while simultaneously being hypercritical of plagiarizing.
Yeah, that's you just nailed it on the fucking head. That's what irritated the fuck out of me.
Yeah, it's really and also in the midst of that, people have forgotten about the thing that makes humor work, which is the common experience.
Yes.
It's so bizarre.
Robin, you just hit the nail on the fucking head right there. That's what I was trying to say. It's like, how dare you?
She did okay.
All right.
Oh, I'm not a winner here? Well, I don't get to be a winner?
You most definitely are, Robin.
Man, what the fuck is in this thing?
It's delicious.
Nope. This is the best elote I've ever had.
I was a little worried about ordering a restaurant elote, right? Because you know that fire is when you happen to be coming home from work or school and you hear that, and you're like, oh shit, elote. And you're like, yo, elote, man. I've busted the most intense, dangerous U-turns to get to the elotero, dog. I turn around, and that shit, he takes out that fucking corn from that whatever is that dirty-ass water, puts all the shit on it. But this right here is delicious.
Dude, this is the best elote I've ever had.
Let's shout it out. We're going to take a break. If you want to know where this is from, I'm going to look at my Uber Eats and let you know right after this break.
Hey, Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hey, y'all. It's Tim.
And David.
And if you want to listen to Dudes Behind the Foods without ads, now you can.
Just go to dudesbehindthefoods.supercast.com or click the link in the episode description and you can get a 1 week preview of the ad-free version for free.
You'll get ad-free listening to the show. You can listen on almost any podcasting app and you'll be supporting our show too.
That's dudesbehindthefoods.supercast.com. Thanks.
Okay, this delicious elote and these refreshing aguas frescas are from La Michoacana Snack Bar, okay? La Michoacana Snack Bar. Speaking of being stupid, let me tell you something, dog. Let me take a bite of this elote. I'm gonna tell you something.
I can't stop eating this shit.
Well, I hope not, because it's. Okay. So, I'm so dumb. Because I was today years old when I realized that when people go to Ace barbecues and Ace eating places on TikTok or whatever, It stands for all you can eat.
Get the fuck out of this room right now.
This whole time?
What is the fucking name of the show?
Well, when the fuck did people start saying Ace?
It's been years.
So this whole time, I thought people were going to a chain of all you can eat places of buffets.
Get if the I fuck can interject, I didn't know that either.
Robin, you don't even know who anybody is anyways.
You know what? You're not wrong. You I can't be mad because you're not wrong.
So you're okay. You, on the other hand.
Yo, look, first of all, David, so I ain't been to a buffet since the pandemic, okay? So since the pandemic started, I have not been to a buffet. And look, back then, motherfuckers were just saying, I'm going to an all-you-can-eat buffet. I don't know when they started.
Ace, A-Y-C-E, has been around since before I moved to L.A.
So I did not know this.
If you type in A-Y-C-E in Yelp, all the buffets pop up.
Okay. So I'm like, scrolling through my shit, and I'm seeing these different places that I'm bookmarking. Because I'm like, oh, man, this Ace company, not only do they do Korean barbecue, but they do regular, they do different kinds of buffets. These motherfuckers got the buffets on lock.
You're like, how do I invest?
Yeah. Like, yo, get me in contact with Mr. Ace Ventura, because I'm trying to see what's good. And then, until one day somebody fucking, I read a caption, and I was like, oh.
We need a new host. How does a dude behind the food not know that AYCE is all you can eat?
I didn't know.
I mean, might be a fat person thing too. I don't know.
When's the last time you went to a buffet?
It's been a while. Mm-hmm. I generally don't like buffets.
Don't like buffets?
Unless it's in Vegas.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, Vegas buffets hit different.
Yeah.
Well, it's just because like now, number one, I don't eat as much as I used to. Mm. And I don't typically when I'm being a normal human being, I don't want to eat where my stomach hurts. I want to try different things, different places.
Yeah, can you imagine Chia going to a buffet?
Oh, please. What a waste of fucking money.
Super waste. Super fail.
She would smell the food and then she'd be full.
Chia eats like a little bird. And
Veda almost died in the womb. There's like scratch marks inside Chia's stomach from her.
Please, mommy. Food. Por favor, mamá. Tengo hambre.
Comer.
But yeah, man, like, so my parents, you know, I grew up going to buffets. We go to a buffet like every week, every couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
If we weren't at, you know, the restaurant closed one day a week, which was Mondays. I don't know why all Asian restaurants close on Mondays. I don't know why that's a thing, but like, you know, everybody in our area closed on Mondays. So we go to fucking buffets. We'd either go to, it's a buffet in Long Beach called Hokkaido Seafood Buffet.
That already sounds pretty good.
Yeah, or we go to a spot called Todai in Cerritos.
Oh, Todai, yep.
Which is our shit.
I call that fish tank sushi.
Fish tank sushi, but it was always bomb. That's what was really my introduction to, like, you know, sashimi and caviar even at some of these buffets. And so buffets were like our shit, mm-hmm. you know. And then so Chia would be visiting from Canada. And so she'd come to dinner with us to these buffets. And she was just like, you know, get her one little plate. She would even get salad sometimes. What the fuck?
Who the fuck is salad at a buffet?
I know.
Nobody. I know.
That just wasn't her life. You know what I'm saying? But me, I'm like, you know, piling that shit on.
She's a portion control person. Like, I've definitely seen her mm-hmm. portion control really fucking well. Like, she'll take a bite. She goes, oh, this is good. And then she'll stop.
Mm-hmm.
I don't fucking get it. I don't understand it. I don't know why she does that. That's probably why she looks so great.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she knows when she's not supposed to eat. Technically, I was not hungry at all before I came to this podcast.
Huh.
But you just saw me demolish this shit. Because it's so fucking delicious.
Something I had to learn as a grown man is that, like,
you don't have to.
You don't have to. You can put it away. Mm-hmm. You can throw it away, even.
Oh, that's the hardest thing for me.
It's our broke trauma, dog.
It's
our
so hard.
Like, broke, grown up with no money trauma, which, like, you know, I had a little stint where I was living alone. And, man, I would be eating leftovers for, like, a week. You know what I'm saying? Shit that I had no business still eating.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, I cannot waste this. And mm-hmm. at one point, I had to check myself, like, bro, just throw it away, man.
Like, it's literally not edible.
Yeah. Just, you know, I'm like, I'm reliving my fucking broke family, like, my broke times growing up. And I'm like, the bread got some mold on it. Peel the moldy part off, and you can still eat the shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, and this might be because of Chia, too. Little piece of mold on that little piece of crust, the whole loaf is going in the trash. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, yeah, you just kind of imagine the little loaf of bread in there just breathing in all the fucking...
Well, you're supposed to. Like, the spores are everywhere.
All the spores. Yeah, exactly.
I didn't know that shit. And mm-hmm. then, you know, you do, like, a food thing with... Because, you know, I don't own food spots.
Mm-hmm.
They'd be a fucking enlightening me. I'm like, what? I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? Spores?
Mm-hmm.
Which makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't think about that shit. I was like, well, maybe that's why I kept on getting sick as a kid.
Asian people are going to be the reason The Last of Us happens.
I know.
We're going to be like, don't waste the bread with the fucking zombie fungus on it. Take a little piece off.
You know who's going to survive that shit, though? Indian people. You see that Indian street food shit? It's what? Other than fucking R-word kids doing the bottle flip thing, watching dirty Indian street food is my shit.
What is that?
Bro. Let me tell you something. I'm going to send you so much shit. If you guys watch Indian street food stuff, right? It's like the hottest thing right now.
Hmm.
There's the half side where it looks delicious mm-hmm. and good. And there's the other half side where you see a guy who sharpened his toenail and he's cutting chicken thighs with it. I say that not as a joke. One of my favorite videos I have bookmarked. Guy is literally cutting chicken thighs with a sharpened toenail on his big toe.
You're lying.
Sitting down.
Like, this is not a joke?
This is not a joke, dude. There's another dude. He has one arm. The other arm's like a nub. So he can't make a dough. So yeah. Guess how he smashes it?
Foreskin. Puts it into his foreskin, ties it off, and shakes it about.
He only has one hand. He needs two hands for that. And it comes out as a perfect dumpling.
Yeah,
squeezes.
No, it's like an air fryer. Puts it in the foreskin, twirls it around for a minute, comes out fucking perfect rotisserie chicken.
Hurry up and put it in. But he takes his armpit.
What?
He fucking throws the fry bit in the oil. Bro. You know the what's your buddy I met at that one fast food pop up? He's the is he Indian? I'm not sure if he's Indian.
Fast food pop up.
Has a mustache. He the one that does fancifies fast food stuff.
Oh.
What's the homie's name?
I'm John a blank. I don't know who you're talking about.
He's a Canadian dude. He worked with the other Indian dude that's very famous.
Oh, Waleed.
Yes. He did a parody of a video where it's like he's like the Indian dude, the street food vendor. He's like sticking a hand and everything.
Yeah.
But that's what all these videos are like.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm thinking in my mind, I'm like, come on, man. Y'all fucking with us at this point.
Remember that Japanese dude I sent you the TikTok stuff?
Oh my God. No, that's disgusting. I watched that once and I could not watch it ever again.
I followed that fool.
That's fucking disgusting, dude.
So it's kind of like the Japanese dude does it, and there's a few like quote unquote hood cooks out here that do it, where they show how disgusting their kitchen is. They pull out their fucking air fryer. It's full of bullshit, you know, and like they mix the little ingredients. This Japanese dude specifically, man, this is next level shit though. It's like, I forget his TikTok name, but he would do stuff like, you know, he'd pull like some fucking meat out of the fridge.
Mold.
It would look like moldy. He would like wash it with dish soap in his dirty fucking sink. And then he would take like rice that was also moldy, just get rid of the moldy rice. He would like stir fry that shit, grab some literally like, I don't know, he put a bunch of sauce in it so that it looked edible, right? It actually looked fire at the end. And then he literally goes into his like back alley, grabs some shrubbery, rinses it off in rainwater, and that's his little fucking
garnish
for the plate. And then he's,
Yeah. Literally, when I saw the first video he sent me, I gagged. And it's very rare that I can visually see something that makes me want to throw up.
Mm-hmm.
I actually gagged watching it. It was so fucking disgusting. Everything is rotten, by the way. It's not like, were we talking about a piece of bread with some mold on it?
Yeah.
I'm talking about decayed flesh. And he takes dish soap from a pump that foams up in one hand. And he swashes and it's so fucking
gross. He's not even washing with both hands. He's just doing this shit.
Yes.
He's doing this shit to the meat. Like, because he's filming with the other hand. Like, that's not even how you're supposed to wash your own hands. Get both of them in there, man.
You know
man.
What the crazy thing is? There was another video that I watched with his. He has a girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And she's cute.
Mm-hmm.
He has a fucking girlfriend, dude. That girl's pussy must be ridiculous. Ridiculous in a bad way, by the way.
Or maybe that's why they're together. It like, it smells so bad.
Oh.
And he's like, dish soap.
Yeah.
A little bit. And he's like, we're good.
Oh, let's do it. Gross, dude.
Let's do it. And can you imagine the schmegma on his dick?
Oh dog? My God, dude.
This is one of the more upsetting conversations you guys have had.
Robin, Tim, you have to send it to her.
Yeah, I will.
I'm good.
A schmegma dick pic? There was
that too.
You mean just like a college kid's dick?
Ew, Robin.
Oh my God.
Ew.
Hey, I fixed that issue way earlier than that, all right? When I was younger, I was like, what is this?
Yeah, I was so like made sure my dick was pristine, fucking spotless. My dick looked like Mr. Clean, dog. In the white t-shirt. That was my dick, dog.
Smiling.
Chia was in Trader Joe's the other day, and she was behind somebody that was like, you know, they were ringing up their eggs, and the guy in front of her was like, a little bit of schmeg, a little bit of egg. a little bit of egg, a little bit of schmeg.
What, out of nowhere?
Just, I don't know what she over, like when she walked into it, but she overheard was a little bit of egg, a little bit of schmeg.
Who is he talking to?
The cashier, I guess.
They must be friends or something. That's a wild joke.
I would hope so.
That's a wild fucking joke.
Speaking of things overheard in public, which are just funny. Rick was coming back from Vegas on a plane one time. So it was a bunch of just party girls on the plane. And, you know, sometimes flying back from Vegas, motherfuckers just be drunk, right? He said there was like, looked like a bachelorette party coming back. You know, girls were just having a good time. And this was back when that Alicia Keys song was on the radio. The "This Girl Is on Fire." So he tells me, he's like, "This girl was on the plane singing loud. My coochie's on fire."
What the fuck? Dude, you know what my favorite thing is? I like watching people when you drive and then you see somebody next to you and they're just singing their ass off.
Mm-hmm.
Windows slightly cracked that they might have forgotten about, and they're enjoying that shit, dude. Though, the other day in Pasadena, driving by, little white girl, a lot of M-bombs, girl. And I don't think she realized that her window was, like, slightly open, and it was fucking wild, dude. I'm like, damn. Like, everybody kind of was, like, next to, you know, you see people driving, everybody's like, yo, what the fuck is going on?
That reminds me of Chris Rock told this story one time of, like, he was in the car with, like, Adam Sandler and a couple other comedians. Some like classic hip hop song came on with a lot of N words in it. And he was like, look, let me tell you something about those guys, Adam Sandler, everybody. They bleeped in their mouths every N word. Nobody let one slip while they were singing that song.
That is talent. Let me ask you guys in the comments below. Do you say it when you're alone and you're singing those songs? And you have to be honest, because I don't like it when people are dishonest about this. I bet you do.
Don't get people in my comments canceled, dog.
They can't get canceled because they don't have any user face names.
Or maybe everybody that watches our content are very influential talents.
They're the ones. You guys are better than everybody.
You guys
are here.
Remember that. We're here. Not like as a quality of human life. Just mentally we're here. And everyone else is down here.
And when we say we, we're also talking about you with us.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're listening to this podcast, you are already a superior brain human being, okay? If someone sent you this, you're dumb. We'll be right back after. David, so when was the first time you had an elote?
The first time I ever had an elote. So when I was a kid, I used to go to this place called Denio's, which was a flea market, right? And there was another one out in, what the fuck was that area? Damn, it's been so long since I've been to Sacramento. Mm-hmm. But there's two major flea markets that apparently are like the biggest flea market in the world. Or not in the world, in the United States. I had no idea. Mm-hmm. But that's where my uncle used to sell t-shirts and stuff. So that's where I first had elotes and the pinwheels, the little pinwheel crackers.
Mm-hmm.
Where you put tapatio, lime, and everything. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I just grew up eating this since I was a little kid. And it was literally the shit. So I got that. And I got the fucking gigantic corn dogs over there. Mm. And they used to have this other plate where it was like chow mein with barbecued chicken skewers.
Okay.
And they would serve it all there. Elote, barbecued chicken skewers, and the chow mein, and corn dogs. And so I would rotate those three every time I had to work. But it's one of those things like it's very nostalgic for me. It reminds me of my childhood.
100%. What a beautiful, what a blessing to grow up in these diverse melting pot areas we did and get access to these different cultures and foods.
I didn't even know that was a Mexican thing. Like, because we just ate it so much.
Yeah, I think it was, like when you're a little kid, it's just kind of like, oh yeah, the man comes around with the corn and you get some corn. You know what I'm saying?
There's a lot of stuff that you start like, that's like the weird part now is that like online, everybody loves categories so much. Like, this is what this is. This is what that is. Mm. When you grow up in an area where people are just living their life, it just is what it is.
Food is food and your homies are your homies, and it is what it is.
Yeah, it's just kind of stressful, right? It's like sometimes, like, you feel like you have to be overly, like, PC or respectful about certain things. And it kind of, like, it makes it uncomfortable, right? You can't just, like, exist with people anymore. It's like, oh, if you say something, you go, oh, but I know this, this, and that. It's like, what can't, it's just so much.
Yeah, I think the need to define everything and categorize everything definitely, like, I get it. On one hand, people like to be able to be a part of a team, all right? Like, something is, like, relatable. Oh, you're Thai too? Oh, you're a Pisces too? You're that too? You're this too? Like, you feel, like, a little automatic camaraderie with people. You feel like, yes, we have this in common. This brings us closer together, right? But at the same time, motherfuckers want to define everything, break it down so specific. It kind of, like, it separates more than it unites. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and you see this a lot too with, like, number one, I was forced into therapy as a kid because I had a lot of anger management. But, I was in therapy for a lot, specifically just because I just kept on, I had a lot of rage inside me, you know what I mean? But one of the worst things that I see now is that, and then I talked to a therapist buddy of mine who talked about, like, young kids who want to be in therapy because it's just the hot thing to do now. Mm-hmm. It's like a conversation starter. It's like, oh, this is what I learned from my therapist. And they kind of bring that up. And he's actually thinking about switching careers because he just hates it now. It's gotten to that point for him. So it's like a lot of, like, young kids now, because it becomes something hot, they almost want to develop these issues so they could say that this is what they have.
Interesting.
And he had to talk to a parent about one of these one kids who got upset. He was crying, and the parent was like, well, our kid's saying that you're being very dismissive. He's like, no, I'm a therapist. Your kid is telling me he has X this, and I'm saying he does not. So it's then he has to deal with that, with these type of parents. And he's just like, damn, what the fuck is going on? Like, his field was like, he said when he first started his field, it was trying to get people to go to therapy. And now it's like people who go into therapy to find something wrong with them. You know, it's like the point of this is for you to work out your problems. If you don't have problems, you don't have problems.
You're okay.
It's okay.
It's okay to be okay.
Exactly. Well, that's the weird thing. I think it's just like the new trend now. It's like, what the fuck, man? Like, these people who are in therapy are trying to be more like you. Wow. You know, and then now you, because you feel left out, you're like, oh, I got that too.
I'm sick too.
Yeah.
People don't understand that you can feel anxious without having an anxiety disorder, or you can feel depressed without having clinical depression. And I think that's a big thing. There's a spectrum of normalcy, and then there's, like, the red zone that is mental illness. And people don't understand that you can be anxious or stressed and not have a mental illness.
I mean, that's why I would never claim, I would never say ADHD or OCD shit until I actually spoke to somebody. Cause I felt like
I still don't think I have it, even though I got diagnosed. I refuse.
I remember.
I do. It's
pretty bad. I mean, I told King Batch recently too that he definitely has it.
That fool has it worse than us.
Let me tell you a story after I tell you the story. Cause I remember watching an MTV True Life where this girl was like, it was like, True Life, I have OCD. She literally washed her hands until they bled.
Yes.
Okay? And so when I hear people kind of be like, oh, I'm so OCD, I got to keep my desk clean. You know what I'm saying?
That's normal.
Yeah. I'm like, and so that's why I was always hesitant to say, like, oh, ADHD shit, because I feel like, or ADD shit, because I feel like, you know, for the people that really have it where it's like a detriment to their life, it's probably a little annoying. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, okay, yeah, maybe I might, I'm a little spacey. I might forget some shit, but I'm not trying to claim that ADHD until I actually talk to somebody. Now that, I've talked to somebody, it does make a lot of sense for me. Specifically, let me tell you, man. So during the panini, during the pandemic. You never heard that?
No.
It was a whole thing.
The fuck?
I guess that was a Black Twitter thing.
Oh, okay.
But, like, it was, like, a big thing to be like, oh, this panini needs to end. Or they'd be like,
hilarious.
This panorama, I'm sick of it, man. Yeah. But so during the panini, we had Zoom guests for the No Chaser podcast, right? We had Niga Higa, we had King Batch. And this fool Batch was so fucking, like, rude. Like, he couldn't, like, look at us when he was talking. He was, like, looking out the window. He was fucking, he took a phone call in the middle of it where I had to be like, hey, you taking a fucking phone call, right? And so afterwards, I think I texted him about it. I'm like, hey, bro, what's wrong with you, man? Yeah. I was like, people are gonna be so annoyed at you. And then then it kind of clicked, and he told, it was like a friend of a friend of Rick's where, she was like, oh, I heard you on Tim's podcast. And he was like, yeah, I don't watch it. It wasn't a good one, right? So he knew that he kind of fucked up, right? Yeah. So I had him back on recently in person, me, Rick, Batch. And I was gonna kind of like roast him, like, or like just poke fun, like, hey, dog, what the fuck is wrong with you, right? Yeah. Like, you too Hollywood, just make jokes. And then I realized, because one of the things that made me realize I had ADHD was, like, the past times where I was fucking rude without knowing it because I couldn't concentrate on what people were saying to me, right? Like, where, I don't know, I've talked about this before, but like two instances specifically, one being I had a meeting with this dude named 6S. Well, his name was AJ. He handled like a company called 6S. Me, him, and Rick were at like a BJ's getting a little business lunch. And while he's like talking to me, dog, I'm like cleaning the table. I'm like moving shit around. I'm like putting the plates together for the server. And I kind of see him trying to talk to me. He's like, what I was thinking was, and he can't focus because I can't focus, right? Where afterwards, Rick was like, hey, man, what's your problem? And I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
And then when I had a Zoom meeting with one of my like financial people, she's like trying to talk to me about like real shit, money shit. And I'm like cleaning the kitchen. And I'm just kind of like, And where after it ended, I emailed her. I was like, I apologize. I don't know why I was doing that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And then when I was about to fucking poke fun at Batch,
gave him an Adderall.
yeah.
Here, take the. I just want to see what happens.
But I gave it to him like Salt Bae, like real sexy. I helped him pour his head back, and I like sprinkled it. Yeah, I crunched it up and sprinkled it in his mouth. But I was like, "Hey, man, I think you have ADHD," you know. And for the first time, like, and I was really about to be like, "You fucking rude, dog." But then I was like, "No, there's a reason why you're rude."
I saw that podcast. He was a little rude though. There's ADHD, and then there's like you're picking up your fucking phone, dude. Like that's some bullshit. Like, because. My ADHD is pretty bad. Like, Mariel just posted a video of what it's like living with me.
Yeah.
And it's literally that. Like, half-done projects all over the home.
Yeah.
And then I'm in my boxers, you know, pollinating peppers. Out of nowhere. Like, there's that. It's a little bit of him being kind of stupid, and then 80% is ADHD.
Right. Well, yeah. You don't get it, all right?
Oh.
You don't get right. It.
I get it, dude.
Do you?
I get it. I get it. That little Chipotle bag, man. Just kidding. But yeah, like that's that thing. It's just like you have to constantly move. When I take people like, oh, can we do a video call meeting? I immediately say no. Mm-hmm. I was like, there's no video call meeting. I was like, if you want to have a conversation, I'll pick up the phone and I'll be walking around as we talk because that's the best way for me to pay attention. I can't sit there and just.
I'm the opposite. I say I would rather have a video call because then I feel pressure to look at them. And so I put them, just like when I had my meeting with the ADHD doctor, I put the mouse right on their nose and I fucking stare at it.
What did I say? Mouse on nose.
mouse on nose. You have a pimple on your left nostril.
Hey, you, sir. It's a mouse on the nose today. Yes, sir. Please, eyelashes. That's what people sound like when they get in trouble.
What do you think about your about our proposal, Tim? Hey, you're a booger. I see a booger.
So this is how we're going to invest your $12 million. Yeah, okay. Yes, we come here at the Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. No, I need to look at something because if I'm on the phone, I'm definitely not listening.
I find having something to fumble with in my hands helps me focus. Like, I have these,
my penis.
Like, yes, I just jack off strangers to pay attention.
I just hold my penis as people talk to me. Yeah!
No, like a stress ball or like something, like a fidget toy of some sort. Mm. Just it kind of helps separate, give that part of your brain that doesn't want to pay attention something to do with your hands so you're still like
that's
active.
That's why I walk.
Attention. That makes sense.
I have to walk.
Yeah, that's helpful too.
We have quarterly meetings for all, you know, the businesses that I own. And I just stopped doing the video stuff. Because I wouldn't pay attention. Because I'm like focusing on stupid shit. Like when somebody will stutter and I'm like giggling my ass off. And then it leads me to writing a sketch. And then one of the partners started cracking up because they're like, dude, you move around a lot. Because I'm just here. And then as they're talking, I'm doing like toner on my face. Because I can't sit still. And I'm losing my fucking mind. So now I just walk around and then I listen to the meeting instead.
Have you seen that meme about when like, about like, the same thing you said, when someone says something wrong, like they say the word wrong, so you keep focusing on that, you keep making fun of them for it. Mm-hmm. And there was like, it's the meme is like a picture of two people cracking up. It was like when I get kidnapped, but the guy said they're taking us as hostages, so I keep cracking up. I keep asking every 2 seconds, oh, are we your hostages?
That is dumb.
A-D. H-D. Hate me if you want, Katie Holmes. What's up, Holmes? Okay. What's up, Holmes?
Elote. Uh-huh. That's a little corn. cornhole white people play games. Mm. Industrial, military industrial complex. Complex shoes. Why do we buy things? Materialism.
Complex shoes. Converse eight. When they made those, what are those? My soul tied. Tongue. Cat got it. Cat Williams. What's up, pimpin'? What's up, pimpin'? This shit right here.
You got to say no. Well, guys, that wraps up this episode of only one guy who is dudes behind the foods because he didn't know what Ace was.
Chicago.
Oh my God, dude. What a fucking OG reference. Ace Ventura, for you guys don't know.
Three is too mer.
Yo, real quick, super slept on. Probably, like, I forget how funny Ace Ventura 2 is specifically. When Nature Calls is like, so funny.
The hardest I've ever seen my parents laugh in my life is from that movie.
The Rhino?
Yes.
Yes.
I've never seen my mom and dad cry from laughing. They were in tears.
Yes, that shit transcends cultures, languages. When you see that fool coming out the butthole of that fake rhino, dog, it's like, it's just genius, golden. Yes. And another genius part of that specific scene is when he's like, he's in the rhino and he's sweating, so he's taking all of his clothes off and he's like, can't hunt in these rhinos. So stupid.
Dude, Jim Carrey, thank you for making my parents laugh that hard.
Okay, bye.
Yo, it's the dudes behind the foods. The dudes behind the foods. Yeah, it's the dudes behind the foods.
That's actually really fucking good.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.